Yes.
The Gemara says, Ella Batlos, we're talking about with three, that one lady should not even be together with three goyim. The same type of thing by Yisrael, but Prutzim, Mishori, if you have Jews, they're also poets, they're not Snua, they're not modest men, they're also men that may have Znus. It's also Osa, not only because it's a Goy, even with a Jew that way. The Prutzim, Mishori, Vyotanan. True, one lady is allowed to be biyichud with two men, but v'yomer v'yudah mashmuel l'shon one was this learned ella b'ksherim. If the two men are ksherim, avol b'prutzim. Let's say the two men are prutzim. That means they're not modest people. They also are shaychus as nus. Afilu asar and amiloi. Even 10 men it should be yosu with. So and mice. What's happened? Mice. What's happened? The case. That 10 men took out a lady in the mita, and they live with her. So you see, the prutzim, if you have 10 men even, they'll have znus with an isha. So what's the chiluk? Why dafka the Mishnah say with a goy with the same status with a goy, with a Jew also of the parts? So what's the chiddush of the isha yichud to a goy over a Jew? So Marcel, the difference is if the man has his wife there also. Because even though the guy has his wife with him, still it's also for a Jewish lady to have yichud with him. That's the difference. Bishtoi imoi. Nochri, if it's a guy, a nishto misham rosai. His wife does not stop him. He'll still have nus with another lady, even though his wife is there. Ava Yisrael, but if the person's a Jew, ishtoi misham rosai. Then the lochri is one lady, he's allowed to be together with another man, if that man has his wife there, because he said his swari, his wife, will protect him, stop him. So that's the chiluk between a Jew and a goy. Now the Gemara asks the question, so what are you telling me now? One isha cannot be miyachad with a goy, even if the goy has his wife there, for typically mishum shvichas domin. But why are we afraid anyway? Maybe they'll come to kill her. Or maybe the answer is, b'isha chashuva, because we're talking about here an isha chashuva, a chashuva lady, that they're afraid to kill her, so they won't come to kill her. So therefore, al shvichas domin, we're not afraid. But I call upon him mishum znus that we're afraid about. Rashi says isha chashuv bein hanoshim bein hanoshim isha yofa kroiv lemalchus. The mesuna b'nei lekata they will not kill her. But mishum arroyis that they'll have znus with her. Therefore, nisa yichud applies even though we're not afraid of shvichas dam. So that's what the chiddush here. The nisa yichud applies in such a case where she's nisha chashuv aschinim. Rav Yidi yomar isha klei zayin olei. No, an isha has a klei zayna. That means that they're afraid they won't come to kill her. In other words, like she has a protection, meaning that if they come to kill her, she'll have nus, but she'll let them live with her. And if they live with her, they won't kill her. So we're not afraid that the goyim will kill an isha. So only a problem, they'll have nus with her. That's called klei zayna. She has a protection on herself that instead of them killing her, she'll let them have nus. So the Gemara says, What's the difference? B'nayik b'nayu isha chashuva bein anoshim. Difference is an isha chashuva between men. So Mor says b'nayu. Difference is isha chashuva bein anoshim v'shena chashuva bein anoshim. You have a lady that they respect. She's curved to the malchus, but she doesn't look so nice. She doesn't look nice. So therefore, al shvichas dama, we're not afraid they won't come to kill her. And al znushin, she doesn't look nice. They won't have nus with her. Therefore, such an isha would be muta. Like if the reason before why he said it's also yichud because it's nus, it's only if she look nice, but she doesn't look nice, then the maaser should be muta. But according to Haman, the Yom Hamashim at all times were always afraid of nus, so therefore there'll be nus to yichud. Tani gavosu ravidi baravin uishavu pi shah sholom imo was yachad imo mevnei shechashudim al arroyis. Means even though they're afraid to kill her, she has sholom with them. Rashi says, "Abisha Hashalom Imo, Tavad Lo Yagenu Do Kli Zayin Ole, Let Yisyach Imo." Rabbi Baravin, that she always has to be afraid there would be znus. So, therefore, whether she looks nice, whether she doesn't look nice, doesn't make a difference. Let Yisyach Imo, maybe they'll have znus with her. So, kids, it is the difference. According to the first man, the Yoma, what saves her life is because she's chasher between the men. But al znus, that depends if she's pretty. If not, therefore, she's not pretty. And she has shalom b'malchus, they're afraid, then she's muta. Because the second man, Yom HaKli Zayin Olah, Mashmo, that we're never afraid they'll kill her, but no matter who she is, they're afraid they'll have znus, therefore at all times this yichud would apply in this yichud.
Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says,
There's nisi yichud that a man should not be alone with a goy. Tana rabbonin, Yisrael shenis damon lo nokri b'derech. If a Jew meets a goy on the road, so teufel yiminoi. Always make sure you have the goy on your right side. It's a case like it pulls out a sword or something, you'll be able to protect yourself. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shub yechim abruko aymer, depends. Besayif, if he's holding a sword, teufel yiminoi. Make sure he's on your right side, he won't be able to pull out his sword to kill you, you'll be able to stop him, you'll see him move first. The maka, let's say the goy is just holding a stick, then teufel yismerli. Then make sure he goes on his left side. On your left, Rashi says, in biyad nochri makel, why shete yad yimin hanochri, shemakabel smuchel Yisrael, because the goy lets the stick on his right side, so let him be on your left side, that his stick will be near you, you'll be able to protect yourself from him. Let's say you're going up a hill, or you're in Beritosh, you're going down the hill. So lo ye Yisrael lamata v'nochri lamala. Make sure the Jew should not be on bottom and they're going on top. Hell, rather Yisrael lamala, the Jew should be on top, v'nochri lamata, and the goy should be on bottom. V'yal yisiach lefonov, and do not bend down in front of him. Be careful from the goy. Shem yoritz as gugul asoi, may become and correct your head. Shol, if the goy are asking you, lechen holach, where are you going? Again, Shalul Lehechna, let's say a guy on the road is asking you, the Jew, where are you going? So Yachad Lehaberich, you should always tell him you're going further than the place you really have to go to. You should always tell him you're going to a further distance. And how do we know this from? Kedero Shosu Yaakov Avinu Yisav Harosha. The way Yaakov told his brother, Yisav Harosha. The Seva said, Ada Shirovoy Ladoni Sira. Oksivit says, Mashma Yaakov told him he was going to Sira. Oksivit says, Yaakov Nosa Sukosa. That Yaakov only went to Sukosa. Has told the guy you're going farther that he won't bother you on the road. Maithi once happened with Talmidim Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. Shev Hochim Lechaziv, they're going to Gaziv, this city. Pogu Ben list him, so the robbers met him. Omrulem, they asked him, Lo not the Mochim, where are you going to? Omrulem, so they said, Lakel, we're going to a further city to Akel. What happened was, Kiva and Shigil Lechaziv, when they came to the place of Gaziv, Kirshu, they separated from them. Is Omrulem, Talmidim Miatem, so the robbers asked him, whose Talmidim are you? Omrulem, they said, Talmidim Rabbi Kiva. Is Omrulem, so the robbers said back to them, Asher Rabbi Kiva the Talmidim, worthy is Rabbi Kiva and his Talmidim. Shloi Poga Ben Odom Rami Ilam, that nobody ever hurt them, no bad person ever harmed them. In other words, this is a Dava Chochma to do, to tell them, you're going further, so they won't bother you on the way. The Rashi says, Ula yamta manochi melakoisi aparso. As the guy says, listen, you have a longer way to go, I'll first hit you later on in the road. And by the time you're halfway there, you just say you're finished, so he won't come to harm you. So that's the Yetzer. Now the Gemara says, Rav Menashia hevi ovzo levei tursoi. Rav Menashia was also once going to the city, vei tursoi, ispoku bei ganvei.